It's 5 years since the Commission was established. The process has been one for so many survivors of traumatic, frustrating and deeply disappointing. In so many ways, the report and the Commission have failed survivors and their families. These institutions were not mother and baby homes, but part of a regime that stripped mothers and babies of their dignity and of their rights, a regime that incarcerated women and girls, a regime which degraded and dehumanised them, a regime which forcibly removed children from their mothers, an act of cruelty which this report failed and brazenly refused to recognise. The narrative perpetrated by this report is one which tries to universalise blame, therefore absolving church and state of primary responsibility. The courage of survivors must now be met with immediate action. This includes proper redress for all those impacted, dedicated counselling and support service, and much, much more. And it needs to begin by respecting the right of survivors to their identity. No one has the right to deny any person the right to their own identity. Survivors must have access to their own information, the right and access to birth certificate and adoption files and measures to safeguard records. That is their right, and that right needs to be delivered. The state has failed mothers and their children. It now, belatedly, needs to accept responsibility for that failure and now deliver for survivors.